This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When I grow up, I will defeat the New World Order.
You rock star.
We are live in Daytown, Friday, October 23rd. Folks, speaking of technocracies and how dangerous they are, in the great kind of 1984 spinoff Terry Gilliam made, Brazil, a bug, a fly falls into a typewriter at the Ministry of Truth, the Ministry of Love, or of Torture, and so they go, instead of Tuttle, it's Buttle or something, so they go SWAT team this guy, take him and torture him to death because a bug fell on the typewriter. I've got little switches right over here. That take me on air and off air. And the little switch, because how they have it set up is unorthodox, I guess, bumped over and fell off the table. And so when I was banging the table, it was squeezed up between the bench and the table here and was taking me on and off air. So that's just an example of how we build these technocracies, but then we don't know how things run. We're not in control anymore. And so these technocrats think they're so powerful. But despite all they've been doing to censor Trump and the American people, it's not been working. So it shows real power is human power, not this so-called AI. Like Steve Wozniak, the founder of Apple, says the most powerful AI isn't a million times less powerful than an ant's brain. We're just not using our brains. And what she said was so thought-provoking. Catherine Oxford Fitz, we just tuned in. I mean, she's so powerful. I never heard that said. It's true. They don't need to conquer your bank account or need to conquer your mind. And so that's what you need to worry about. Being stolen. So we got about 3 minutes left. Sorry about the technical difficulties. You're awesome. But to finish up with this amazing stuff you're covering.
So I just went through the different things you can do. I think the important thing to understand, Alex, is there are plenty of solutions. Each person is different. So how you would use your time in your community is different than how I would use mine. The little secret here that no one talks about is the fact that if you took the economy and you realigned the financial system with the environment so that you had a win-win relationship between living things and money, so people could make money by healing the environment or making education better or all these different things. If you look at the wealth explosion that is possible and then you add the new technology, it's astonishing. Now, so the wealth that's on planet Earth could, in my opinion, be hundreds of times what it is now, many multiples. But that requires an advanced civilization. It requires us all growing up.
That requires greedy globalists not wanting to keep people poor to control them. Exactly. If they're so great, make everybody rich. We could do it.
I'm going to be a tough guy because it's not just the globalists that are greedy. If you go back and look at the history of this, this is everybody. The swamp is from sea to shining sea. And, I've spent the last 25 years trying to explain to everybody the corruption and the money. And what I've discovered is, people believe if it makes me money, it's good. And if it loses me money, it's bad. And so if everybody's making money on war and everybody's making on organized crime, we're all pretending, we're good and they are bad. But
we're all really kind of a lesser degree of Joe Biden.
No, I wouldn't say that. But the economic dependency on organized crime and warfare is serious, and we can't get out of that and change. Well, I call it turning the red button green. We can't get to turning the red button green unless we have transparency. And so the key to this is transparency, and that's why...
No, you're right. We've got to stop incentivizing corrupt, predatory stuff.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, come back again in a month or so on turning the red button green. Solari.com. People should get your publication and your magazine and all of it. We love you. We really appreciate your time. 30 seconds left. Do you think Trump's going to win the election?
Probably. I think I would give it 80% chance or better that Trump wins. What I don't understand is what the shenanigans around the mail-in voting could do.
That's the real wild card, isn't it?
Right. Right. So... If you look at what appears to be the popular opinion on the ground, my guess is Trump wins. The polls don't make any sense to me, given what I'm hearing and seeing on the ground.
I agree. Just like last time, it's a fraud. Catherine Austin-Fitz, thank you so much. San Francisco Tech CEO just issued an email warning of civil war unless you vote Biden. Wow, we'll cover that and more on the other side. Back in 60 seconds. Thank you, Catherine. And then Dr. Dick Baggage takes over. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks to the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. If you'll remember, about a month ago, you can pull it up, Joe Biden said 200 million Americans died of COVID. That's a little under two-thirds. There's about 332 million citizens, another 50 million people that are here or naturalized or here illegally. So, you know, we're talking 370 plus million people. Now, if 200 million were dead, that'd be close to two-thirds. If 220 million were dead, it's, again, a little above 60%. We've done the math. But when you look at 220,000 dead from COVID, most of them died of something else that's been confirmed. 94% had comorbidities. Most of the tests were false. They just put it on the different death certificates to get the extra COVID federal financing, $50,000 plus, $52,000. So that's all known. But Biden said it twice, and I've seen other media say 200 million died. Of course, the news told us that 5% was going to die. That would be 15, 16, 17 million people, 18 million, depending on the numbers. But 18 million people didn't die. But I run into people in the streets that literally scream, F you, millions have died, you Russian spy. Somebody got caught 2 weeks ago when we were downtown. They're saying, F you, you murdered millions. Millions died. And I ran to somebody who I know is a nice person this morning. And I said, listen, not one baby has died from COVID. And they started crying. And they said, I'm worried about my baby. I'm a baby. And I said, not one baby's died of COVID. Some have died that already had serious. One baby in Michigan had its guts outside its body. Another one had holes in its heart. And they just put COVID on the deal, and then they put it all over the news. And that's the terrorizing the public. And you're not supposed to get between people and their terror and their craziness. When they're lied to by folks like Kamala, slave owner family Harris, who again is walking around saying 220 million people are dead. Now, can we do a document cam shot or an overhead shot, a sky cam shot in the control room, please? I think there's like seven people in there around the show. Can we do a shot of that? Okay, so there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and if you check over, there's seven. So there's seven people. So if two-thirds of them disappear, what's two-thirds of seven? It's like 4.5, 5. So imagine that would mean more than half the people in the room died. Does anybody in this building know somebody died of COVID? I've asked. No. Anybody know anybody got sick from it? A few people claim they did. Nobody had a problem. So imagine that claim. Like that room, Kamala Harris is saying, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it. Let's go show this. Those are ghosts in there.
Because Kamala Harris never lies. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in there. And that can't be possible because Kamala Harris would lie to me. 5 of them have got to be dead. So, John, can you lay down dead on the ground right now, please? There you go. He's dead. All right, Kamala's starting to tell the truth. On the ground. All right, for Black Lives Matter, do it. All right, there you go. All right, can we get, let's get Kevin on the ground. Kevin's switching the, he can't switch the board if he's dead. All right, well, let's just say he's dead. Just, the point is, everyone is dead, okay? Now, it's not true. It's made up. But just, they're all dead, folks. Because you realize that if 220 million people were dead, here, let's put it to you this way. Let's say you had 5 roommates. 2/3 of your 5 roommates dead is like 3.5. So let's round it out then so the thirds will work. Let's say you have 9 roommates. 6 of them are dead. 6 of them are dead. So there's the 7 people in the control room. It should be like 5 are dead, okay? They're not dead. It didn't happen. And I have to sit here, literally talk to adults I know, and I go, listen to me. 220,000 out of 370 million people, we did the math. You guys punch up the calculator. It's like 0.0005 something. I mean, it's not even as bad as the flu. But notice, no one died of the flu last year because they were all put in the number of COVID. COVID. And Bill Gates says, we're never leaving our houses. So here it is. Drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, not to be outdone by the biggest liar, grand champion fraud, China, Joe Biden. He said 200 million died. Well, Kamala, Jamaica slave owner Harris, she says 20 extra million died. Here she is.
We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
Died? Wow.
We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
Here's the thing. I'd love to say, oh, she's an idiot. No. This is run by psychiatrists and psychologists. They're doing this on purpose. Where I run into people that literally believe we're like in zombie land and everyone's dead. But the nerve of these people, like pointing Trump, you put kids in cages when they did her. You want to keep blacks in prison. Trump's like, I'm the one that got rid of that. Well, I mean, it's man. You know what? Roll it 3 more times. Just Kamala Harris over and over again. I may just air this for the rest of my life.
We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died. We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died.
Maybe I should just retire right now. If America wants to buy this, then screw you, man. I mean, that's more than 2/3 of the damn country. I can't handle it anymore. I can't do it. Actually, there's 370 million Americans, people here. That's actually just about 2/3. It's right on the line with that. Why do they keep lying like this? Why do they keep doing it? What is the plan? I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe she is just so damn stupid. She looks at a teleprompter and she thinks 220,000 looks like this written out. Okay, not a mathematician. But we all know what 200,000 looks like. That's what 200,000 looks like. To have 370 million people looks like that. So how does she not know what that is versus that? And why did Joe Biden say the same thing? Oh, I'm sorry. He said 200 million. She said 200. And God, it's even hard to believe this. I can't even. I give up. I can't handle it anymore. These people are too insane. That's the thing about their insanity, is they wound you with the insanity. It's like you're like busy when they're lying to you going, what the hell are you talking about? And by the time you figure out they're lying to you, they've already run off with your purse. They've already run off with your house, your life, your kids, your car. And I'm just at a certain point, I'm sick of them. Well, you know what's going to run off with? This whole office and this satellite uplink. If you don't buy our stuff, it's great things. If you don't get vitamin D and vitamin C, and if you don't get other things you need, they're essential, like the iodine's essential, too. We got, that's just as important as the vitamin D and the zinc and, and everything, in my view. InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. 10% off next order you sign up for AutoShip. So think about AutoShip. DNA Force Plus is selling out. Winter Sun's selling out. X2's selling out. It's all selling out, but I'm keeping it discounted. You watch. In about 7-8 days, there won't be any vitamin mineral fusion. You'll be like, you're going to have it until like next year, but you're still, yes, yes. I just almost even feel bad charging full price when it's selling out, though I should have money to fund our operation. Get it. You and your children need it. It funds this operation. InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, Friday afternoons, I love it. You know, we get to wrap up the fourth hour on a Friday afternoon, and I appreciate everyone that listens. And listening to the segments coming into this one, you know, and God, I love the economic picture by experts. And I've lectured with Austin Fitz before, and she's incredible, you know, I mean, in terms of what she has in a perspective. And when you think about it, it's all the stuff that Alex has been talking about for 25 years, that we've been talking about for 25 years as it relates to technology and privacy. And bringing in the banking dimension, you know, I recently switched all of my, out of all the national banks, I'm out of them. I'm not doing business with national banks anymore. I left KeyBank and, in my corporation and moved it over to the First National Bank of Alaska. Cause I know the owners, multi-generational family of bankers, local bankers in my state, that have actually one of the highest rated banks in the country. So that's what I did. And they're local. They're in my neighborhood. I actually have a relationship with a person, not a computer, and I appreciate that. And I think that's what we need more of, face-to-face personal relationships, whether it's with our banker, our sister, our friends, whoever it is. And it's my sister's birthday today, Michelle, in Kansas. You know, shout out to her, too. You know, when I think about all of what we're seeing in the country, and I had a wild week this week. I flew down to shoot a segment called America's Book of Secrets. I did a segment for them on the whole issue of personal privacy and surveillance. That's going to come out soon. A really important segment, and I appreciate it, what they did. I hope that they run something decent. You never know until it's done, but we'll see. And thinking about the recommendations, you know, bank locally, we heard that in the last segment. Homeschooling your kids, educating your kids. A lot of people don't know this about my background. I was twice elected president of the Alaska Federation of Teachers, twice elected vice president of political affairs. I was elected the Anchorage Council of Education. I never taught. I'll tell you that in the classroom as a classroom. I teach every Friday afternoon here. But the point is, as a head of a teachers organization, a statewide teachers organization, I support parental choice, what we used to call vouchers. I don't like the word because you get too many bad press. Let's create a new narrative. Let's call it parental choice in education. Because now even liberals get it with their kids locked up at home and them locked up with them trying to educate maybe two or three kids. You know, try that. Try a few grade levels at home without a curriculum and without a system to support it. If you get a homeschooling curriculum and you look at them, they're actually really, really excellent. You can get the tactile kind, you know, with real books. Remember those things? Those are pre-screen item, you know, a book. They still come with books. You can do that. You can take it a step further if you can get a group together and maybe get a tutor involved to assist you if you can get the same grade level if the public system's failing you. But the real deal is, like here in Alaska, the classroom of 20 is $250,000 for 20 kids in a classroom. That's the average. That doesn't include transportation, capital construction, student nutrition, none of that. Special education, none of that. That's extra. Just the core, right? $250,000 per classroom. And I ask everyone in America, are you getting your money's worth? The answer would be uniformly no. Give the money to parents to reprogram, and you can go spend it if you think you're getting your money's worth from the public system, or see what kind of competition arises. when you get your choice and your power back. See, it's all about that, right? The government wants to take your power, remove your power, collect up all the power and your money and your labor and your livelihood and strip you of your dignity and your humanity and brainwash your children. And this is the foundation of it. And the last hour, you know, brings us back into focus. You know, what are the important things? But I want to twist this just a little further, because what we talked about in that last hour, what did we hear? We heard about budgeting your life. We did. We heard it. If you listen carefully, you heard about budgeting your life and figuring out how much money it takes to do that life. This is the way to live, ladies and gentlemen, to not fall into the trap of being identified as only a consumer, a taxpayer, a whatever. You are a human being, a living soul with a life that in this particular dimension called planet Earth is finite. This part, this snapshot in between interviews with the creator of everything. But in this snapshot that we're living, we should budget how we want to live, what we want to do, how we want to see the world, and then figure out how much money that might take to do that. And make it realistic, okay, something you can believe in. Don't do the impossible here. I've talked about that before. Do what you can believe in, what is possible for you, and map out a life and figure out what does it take to get there. And then see what parts of it could you take back that you're dependent on others. Can you take back your energy? Do you have hydroelectric close by that you can do yourself? Do you have solar? Do you have wind? Do you have some way to get off that part of the grid? Do you have the ability to grow your own food? Do you even know how? Can you get a good book and keep it on the shelf, figure it out, and start compiling that which you need to regain your independence, which is your life? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means you get your time back. You see, you've been shoved into the pod, the cubicle, the hamster wheel, the BS, ladies and gentlemen, that's being sold to all of us as fertilizer for life, and how we can all get along in this squishy co-op of squishiness. See, they're trying to duplicate in the physical what already exists in the non-physical called consciousness. We're connected that way already, and then we're independent as living souls occupying individual carriers we call bodies, and we get to go create something, do something, be something, not be nothing. And this is what we keep hearing from way too many quarters, that we're nothing. And we're not. Every living soul is someone. Not just a someone. If you could just see the potential, if you could just see the energy that encompasses the atoms within one living soul and what you could do, if you could just learn to redirect a little bit of that, a little different. And claim your birthright as a co-creator, created in the image and likeness of God to do something decent in the world, and not cower in fear, shaking in your boots, worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. Take possession of today, your life, what's possible for you, step into it, begin doing it, and do it in the context of the world we're in, not some fiction being shoved down our throat by the media. Because that's the brainwash, ladies and gentlemen. We need to clean it up, refocus our attention. We're in the info war. The 2 weeks before the final event in this info war, this is Dr. Nick Begich this Friday afternoon. Check out our website, earthpulse.com, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, earthpulse.com, and we'll be right back after these brief messages.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential. And amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, it happens every time. You know, I come in, I'm ready for the show, I got all my notes laid out, you know, and my bullet points I want to cover, and it just goes a different direction most of the time. But I appreciate that direction because it's as the Spirit moved me, quite frankly, and it's how I function. If people say, think before you speak, and I don't even know what that means, because I just speak. And here's the thing about it, is that's what we should expect in oratory from whoever wants to lead the nation, right? We ought to be able to expect. They don't need a teleprompter. They can just get up, pour out the core of themselves, and they don't make mistakes in what they say. Okay? Or at least it represents, it's not a mistake. That's what I'm saying. If it works that way, you really get it. So what they call a gaffe, that's not a gaffe. That's what they are about. You know, that is how the truth rolls out of them. You see? This is what often is forgotten in all of that. So Here's the problem, you know, when they go to, here's how debate, you know, you want to do an hour and a half debate, pick six topics, give them each 10 minutes. You get 10, the other guy gets 10, you get 2 minutes to rebut, 2 minutes to rebut, next topic. If you can't talk for 10 minutes about anything facing the nation, you shouldn't be running for public office, right? I mean, really, really. The qualification first should be, you should be able to articulate the national problems and your solutions and actually have a plan that's bigger than a slogan. And most of these guys don't have a plan and then they don't have a clue. At the local level, you want to talk about disaster, you know, you have some really good people, okay? I want to say that up front and first of all, but they're not in the majority. They're in the minority. You have some really good public servants that get the picture, but they're in the minority right now. The others are a bunch of used car salesmen, real estate agents, not to say anything bad about those professions, but you might want to have a little broader perspective on the world today if you want to serve in public office and represent us, because you're the proxy for us. That's called representative government. That's what this democratic republic is all about. And everybody wants to go, hey, I don't know what it's about. You know, that I have a thought on CNN, saw it on Fox. You know what? The mainstream is the lamestream all the way around in terms of delivery of information. You have to go out and collect it. Don't just take what we say here. Go look it up. You know, look it up and research yourself and don't go into the pigeonholes you normally do. Try a library and books. See, every of these cabinets are all full of books. If I pop them open, you know, they're all by subject and they're all organized. They're all labeled, you know, like a library, like track of what I'm doing. You know, but here's the point. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an opportunity in 2 weeks to begin the take back of America. And the stopping, you got to put a bicycle, you know, the bicycle's running down the mountain. And what we have to do is take and put a wrench in the spokes and stop, which is like what my second grade teacher used to call a rude awakening. Yeah. The world needs a rude awakening in terms of the globalists. Boom, let them fly over the handlebar. But think about what was being said in the last hour, you know. And I want to give a little more perspective. If you're China, okay, and you're the U.S., okay, or you're Israel or you're Russia or you're anybody with a big budget, a bomber today, a modern bomber will cost you $1, maybe $2 billion. Billion dollars, you know. $1,000 million, okay? So you can do this with that kind of money. You can buy the bomber, or you can find a guy like Epstein and give him maybe $500 million, a fraction of the price of one bomber, and then you can get him to corrupt a whole bunch of living souls that happen to occupy public office. Oh, what a deal. See, when I was taught organizing, you know, classical organizing, one of the key elements is called co-option, where you take the leadership. See, if you can co-opt the leadership, move them over to your panel, then you got the public just riding along with you, or whatever group it is you're co-opting. See, this is classical organizing. But think about it on a governmental global scale. You know, on a big commercial scale, where you're an individual businessman with billions and billions and billions, like Bill Gates. Or someone else. You know, Bozo. Think about it for a moment. At some point, money means nothing when you have that much. Now, it's tough for any of us to figure that out. We're not there, okay? But when you're there, and some of us are, if you're just retired on Social Security and you live on a decent budget, and all of a sudden, you got your life back, your time back, what I was talking about in the last segment. You own your future again. And you're off the hamster wheel. Well, when you're Bill Gates or you're Rockefeller, because when the Rockefeller Foundation started, it was the same year that income tax started. That's when nonprofits got created. See, because it wasn't about money for these guys at that point. It was about power. And if you could throw all your money into a nonprofit for some great public good, you see, then you don't pay any taxes. You ride for free. Free, just like the Monopoly game, you know, go past, go, ride for free. And that's the Rockefeller Railroad, ladies and gentlemen, that started in 1913 with the income tax. It used to be before that, the day before that, That was involuntary servitude. That was the slavery we keep hearing about in the media. But it was all of us enslaved. And then they made it legal. All the states said, yeah, an income tax is only going to be the wealthy. The same rhetoric we're hearing now 107 years later from the same BSers feeding us BS and telling us it's fertilizer when it's not. When you have billions and billions and you cheat the American public because now you're tax exempt. And that's what we're talking about here. Do you believe in their agenda? But you're paying for it. You're subsidizing it because they enjoy all the great things about this country that you and I enjoy, but they ride for free. Now, some of them have a public good you agree with and some of them have a public good you don't agree with, but we're all paying for all of them. You're paying for Planned Parenthood, whether you know it or not. You're paying for the Rockefeller Foundation, the Gates Foundation, whether you know it or not. And Providence Hospital and the Good Sisters of Providence, whether you know it or not. And maybe your local church. And maybe the Southern Baptist Convention. Maybe a lot of different organizations, whether you believe in them or not. Should you? Is it right? I don't know. But let's think about the power some of these organizations wield. Laying churches out of the game, because that's a whole other area of the Constitution. But commercial business interests and individuals, they get free speech like a human being, but nobody goes to jail when they stomp on you, right? None of these boards of directors and officers of these corporations go to jail because that's why they're corporations or LLCs or some other insulating structure that makes you personally not liable. You escape. You don't go to jail. You don't go to prison. You don't have any real threat against you. We need to change that, you see, because if they're going to have the same rights as a living soul, except they get eternity on earth because corporations don't die like the rest of us, then their boards of directors and their other breathing organisms that run the show need to go to jail when they violate you and me and our personal privacy and our liberty or our civil rights to the extent in which they have. You see, because controlling our speech, kicking in our digital doorways, invading our personal privacy or violations of the very essence of who we are, and to push us along and manipulate us with their techniques on the most sophisticated of levels and the simple, basic, animalistic levels that are used to push us around. Why are we allowing that push? Inquire. Look inside long enough. Start asking yourself the critical questions. Trusting yourself enough to dig out the critical answers and quit taking the propaganda feed from the mainstream media to be pushed around like so much cattle. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Support the InfoWars. Dial in right now to the InfoWars store and support this network. That's how we stay in the game. Support the InfoWars store. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. It's good to be here. You know, during the break, I always end up talking to the team, and we got such a great team down there in Austin. I want to remind people to support the InfoWars now more than ever. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and support the network. The supplements are great. Get on the auto ship. Get involved in what we're doing by improving your own health and wellness. You know, as a last. In the last segments, in the last hour, strong body, strong mind, strong soul. You know, start there. So InfoWars supports that 100%, and I do as well. You know, when I was talking about the last segment, I was thinking about the three B's, you know, bribery, blackmail, and BS, you know, the globalist platform for getting things done. And bribery we see in a lot of different forms, and it gets a lot of nice names these days, you know, contributions, donations, whatever you want to call it, but it gets you the same thing. It's about power and shuffling it around in a bag full of money, and some has a cashier's check and a committee behind it. Some of it doesn't. But here's the important thing to remember. It results in the same thing. Doesn't matter what the words are that frame the narrative, which is just aggravates me that we even think in these terms. We're not writing a script, ladies and gentlemen. We're not doing a narrative. We're living a life, all of us, individually, collectively, making something happen. And the bribery side of it, the manipulation side of it, and then the blackmail side of it. I mean, think about Biden, you know. I mean, I was talking about this last segment. For China or Israel or the U.S. or any other country to take, say, $500 million and dedicate it to corruption? You know, how many national leaders of how many countries can you buy for that kind of money? A lot. You save a lot of bombs, bullets. You know, read The Art of War. I have it behind me on the shelf. Read The Art of War, and you'll find out what the Chinese philosophy is. You use your opponent's strength against them. And another very big principle, and this would be capitalism if you haven't noticed. And the other one is you try and win a battle with not ever firing a shot. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. We got people, socialists in the streets. They took over the Democratic Party. Who's happy about that? China is. Because they haven't changed their political philosophy one bit. And so they bought the Biden family. Hiding Biden. Yeah, go to your basement and cower in fear because you might open your mouth and your core might actually speak to the public in a way we would all puke, reject, throw back. You know, and I'll be fair, too, on the other side. I'm voting for Trump. I don't like his style a lot of times. Okay, I don't. It's not my style. But I'm voting for him. And the reason I'm voting for him is because sometimes America needs someone who will carry a big stick. You know, Teddy Roosevelt did carry a big stick, you know. And he didn't start any wars. This one, Trump, he didn't start any. He's trying to shut them down because they were all false wars on lies, fake news. You know, think of the Iraq war and weapons of mass destruction. And how many trillions flew out of our economy into Halliburton's hands and a whole bunch of globalists' hands who continue to benefit by that? Corruption. Corruption, ladies and gentlemen, because look at it for what it does and how it works, not the nice names or how we slant it or how we cover it in regulation and hide it under law. Not about that. About truth. What is done? How does it play out? How does it affect you and me and our families? How is it going to play out for our great-great-grandchildren who we have not met yet? Because whatever we do now is going to matter to them. And none of us hate them, whether you're left, whether you're right, whether you're in the middle. None of us hate our great-great-grandchildren. We don't even know them yet. But we need to build a different reset than the one the globalists have in mind. Because the reset is coming soon, sooner than we think. The first stage has been underway the last 4 years. I hope that this president, whoever it is, and I believe it will be Trump again, does finish the job. You know, we need a international and more importantly, a national whistleblower program. We need to bring the whistleblowers back to the United States and pardon them. And then we need to talk to them about maybe they ought to be, you know, maybe Snowden should be the general accounting office for the NSA. Maybe he should have a role there to see if they're cheating, lying, and stealing and trampling over you and I. These are the kind of people that will buck the system that we need to bring back. We need to pardon Assange. He's press. He's the free press. We need to free the free press. You know, he's in jail. Press that everybody leaned into when they could use his bits of data and they fostered the international agenda unknowingly to him. Now he doesn't get to say a word. His organization is stifled when it should be free. If you don't like what someone says, change the channel. But it is an info war on steroids right now, ladies and gentlemen, between big interest, and for a few $100 million, half of a B-1 bomber, they can corrupt it all. Blackmail. One of the tools for the new world order, ladies and gentlemen, including the government operating in yours and my name, and this is where Trump needs to get to the bottom of it. Clean it out. These guys have stomped over us for a long time. Secretary of Energy O'Leary during the Clinton administration said 500,000 Americans were a victim of human experiments. Everything from injecting them with syphilis to mind control of MKUltra. And what's happened to any of those people? 500,000 victims and nobody's in prison yet. Well, Maybe he's digging out the deep state. Maybe he's not. But I hope so. I do. Because we're at the threshold. We're at 5 minutes to midnight, ladies and gentlemen. And we need our government back. We need it back this election cycle. We don't need a one-party system right now. Not at all. Because at the national level, they're both corrupt. The national level political parties. Now, Trump, he came into the Republican Party and took it over. He wasn't part of the establishment. 4 years ago. Remember, they were all free trade Republicans. Sell out America. Sell out America. He came back and said, oh, no, we're not doing that. And he kind of rewrote and reemphasized the important parts of the Republican platform. But one of those parts of the conservative platforms, including AIP, I was their Alaska Independence Party keynote this last weekend. And this is what we need to remember is these, all of our conservative parties talk about parental choice and education, the foundation of our future, our kids and our grandkids and the great grandkids and great great grandkids I was talking about a little bit ago. Now, these conservatives say they support parental choice and education. Where's the legislation? Where's it been introduced? What committees has it cleared? Nope. They're lying to you through their teeth. At the state, national level, unless they can produce the legislation and show where it's moving. Otherwise, it's just more BS, ladies and gentlemen, more fertilizer they're feeding you. But it isn't fertilizer at all. It's a lie. Alaska Independence Party has it in their platform, their pro-family platform. I helped build that platform in terms of the education components years ago. And I'm not a part of the party today. I'm a libertarian. I'm about to change to undeclared. And how come? Because I don't believe in any party that has a national party. And I'm thinking about AIP again, because again, I'm thinking local. The national parties are corrupt. I said that at this convention this last Saturday. I hope they upload that, because it was really a good presentation about all of what we're talking about today. And you know, there's bad people on the extreme end of all the political parties that have a national agenda. And then there's globalists that have taken over and co-opted much leadership of major political parties. And so what you see is co-option and play, because it's cheaper than a war. Doesn't cost a trillion, might cost a billion, 1,000 times less to take a government. And we're seeing it. Epstein stuff. When are we going to see what's on all those tapes? Who are all these players? Now, they got them in the Virgin Islands. Somebody did. Somebody collected them in New York. Where are they now? We need disclosure. We need whistleblowers. We need them now more than ever. We need a truth commission. We need people to be able to come forward, spill their guts, and be forgiven, actually. Be forgiven, because the truth is worth it. The only way we'll ever reclaim this country. The only other will reclaim our liberty, no matter what country you're hearing this broadcast in today, is to reclaim the truth with transparency. We need to look into our governments to see the truth. You're in the InfoWars. You are the tip of the spear, and this is Dr. Nick Begich, signing off this Friday afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.